Well, the resident acting company of the Indianapolis Fringe Theater, they're doing it once again. Wisdom Tooth Theater Project, they're offering up their 21st century take on a classic Shakespearean comedy, The Merry Wives of Windsor. It opens on Friday night and runs through May the 28th. And two of the Merry Wives are joining us live in studio this afternoon.
Welcome.
The Merry Wives. Yes, all of that. I guess it's true. There's only two of you, Amy Hayes and Claire Wilter. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Now, we are missing one of the main characters, which is kind of what this kind of funny comedy is built all the way around.
Falstaff
himself. Give us a quick take on The Merry Wives of Windsor, because it's kind of, it's a very different style of Shakespeare play.
Well, Shakespeare wrote it because Falstaff was such a popular character in the Henry plays and the histories. And the Queen loved him. Everybody loved him. And he was played by a popular comedic actor in Shakespeare's company named Will Kemp. And he was such a popular character that Queen Elizabeth said, write a play about Falstaff and love. And so Shakespeare did. And this is it. And I think he wrote it in like a week or something. Seriously. And
I think you're right. Maybe 2 weeks at tops. But he had to turn it around. And Adam Crowe will be playing that wonderful thing. Wonderful position.
He's the heel of our little love triangle.
That's right.
I guess you could say. It's definitely on the sillier side. And it is, I keep calling it a romp. Because we're kind of the Lucy and Ethel of the Shakespeare style, I suppose.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about this is it's modern day.
Well, it's 20th century.
Yeah.
We decided to set it mid-century, like 1950s, because it's so sitcom-y and it's so Lucy and Ethel kind of relationship. And somebody compared it to Three's Company, but...
Which one would I be?
I don't know. But it works really well because it's very farcy and it's very physical comedy and it's all situational comedy. So we just threw it in the 1950s instead of Windsor the town, Windsor Resort and Casino.
I love it. And people need to go to your website, that Wisdom Tooth Theater Production. Wisdom Tooth Theater Project.org.
Right. Right. It's a mouthful.
It is, but it's a great website because you guys have done some just really amazing productions over there at the Indy Fringe Theater. And like I said, once again, you're shaking it up and your quote, Indy shakes it up too.
That's
this is part of another project that you guys do.
Right. Indy Shakes is something I started a few years ago, kind of before Wisdom Tooth got restructured as it is now. And I just went to Pauline Moffitt and said, I like your space and I want to do more Shakespeare. Can I do Shakespeare here every year and call it Indy Shakes at Indy Fringe? And then Ron, when he came along with Wisdom Tooth and the project and asked me to be a part of it, we just folded it in. So we do an Indy Shakes production every year in our season. It's classics based. So this is our classics, our Indy Shakes.
Well, and what a great way to get the up-and-coming actors, get them interested in Shakespeare. Because, you know, once again, a lot of people think Shakespeare, oh, my gosh.
This is a very accessible play.
Oh,
it's incredibly accessible. My lovely mother, who is incredibly hard of hearing and has never had quite the hand for Shakespeare as she wants to, I said, Mom, you're going to get every single bit of this play. And you really do. It's incredibly fun and... It's almost silent movie-ish in parts because it is so physically funny that you can follow along no matter what.
We could tell the story without saying the words almost.
Right.
Yeah. There's no verse until the very end of the play, so it's written in prose even. So,
and you guys are offering a lot of really fun promos too.
Yep.
Everything from martinis or drinks, I guess.
We have a girls' night out, which is the second Saturday, I think, and you get a free drink with your ticket. And Pauline's offering, she's got a cocktail now at the bar, not just beer and wine. And then we have BOGO on opening night at the door. So if you come to the door, you get buy one, get one free. And then we have, what's our other one? Oh, it's the industry night.
The
we
industry
always do
night.
That.
This
the
is
second,
nice.
Yeah, the first sun. It's the first Sunday, I think, this coming Sunday. I can't remember. There's so many of them.
You're just
There's
in
a
the
bunch
play.
Of them.
Maybe.
Yeah, but... We, you know, offer discounted tickets to two theater artists because none of us have any money. We want to go see theater.
And it's Sunday afternoons at 3, other nights at 8 o'clock, indiefringe.org to reserve your ticket now. The Merry Wives of Windsor, break a leg as always, ladies. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jill.